Brooklyn drummer Matt Wilson keeps busy with many bands and projects, other people's and his own. Two new Wilson albums find him as part of a co-op all-star trio and at the helm of one of his own quartets. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says part of Wilson's appeal is he keeps things light, in a good way.
Matt Wilson's tune, Don Knotts, from The Guest House by Trio M. It figures Wilson digs a great physical comedian like Knotts. He's funny himself, and drummers also know about offhand dexterity and split-second timing. The occasional collective Trio M teams Wilson with two players who are serious in the best sense, pianist Myra Melford and Mark Dresser, who gets a massive sound from the bass violin. His plucked notes can thunder and quiver at the same time. Myra Melford picked up percussive strategies from Chicago blues pianists and from free jazz, and a way of developing phrases informed by her studies of North Indian music. Her best improvisations have pinpoint economy, PowerPoint piano. The dash of levity drummer Matt Wilson adds is just the leavening the trio needs. This is from Mark Dresser's Zimbabwean calypso, Ikanini. Push and pull of Trio M creates a good setting for each of these players. Drummer Matt Wilson's light touch is even more pronounced on his other new album with his quartet Arts and Crafts called An Attitude for Gratitude. Its excellence is partly due to the players, bassist Martin Wind, gorgeous sounding trumpeter Terrell Stafford, and the droll pianist and organist Gary Versace. The other reason the album's so good is Wilson's knack for writing spry tunes and picking ones by other composers that inspire the players, like John Scofield's Mambo, You Bet. Terrell Stafford on trumpet. That's brilliant playing, but a little manic, which gets to the heart of this quartet's appeal. The players all get on Matt Wilson's slightly warped wavelength. Not that he can't be serious himself. His drums can steer the band or melt into the background with a rustle of wire brushes on snare drum. You can hear that side of Wilson's playing on the 1929 anthem Happy Days Are Here Again in a downbeat version patterned on Barbra Streisand's. That performance is a sly joke if you recognize the song, a teary version of a cheery tune. There are other odd strokes on Matt Wilson's new album with Arts and Crafts. A witty take on Nat Adderley's Little Boy with the Sad Eyes starts like we're in a somber church, but then a party breaks out in the organ loft. To offset that, there's a lovely trio version of Bridge Over Troubled Water, played totally straight. Laughs are great, but as I'm often reminded around the house, not all the time.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and the author of the book Why Jazz. He reviewed The Guest House by Matt Wilson and the Trio M, and Attitude for Gratitude by Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts Quartet. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.